I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. You know, we sometimes use the word good, and we never really stop to think about its meaning, especially as it's used in the Bible. It's the natural opposite of evil and bad, but I want you to consider how that word is used in the New Testament and some of the applications of it in a very practical sense. Now, again, we hear that word used often in the Bible. For example, in Luke chapter 8, Jesus, in the parable of the sower, when he's talking about one that goes out and sows on the four different soil types, talks about, in verse 8 of that passage, and then following, the good soil. Or there are other passages where, for example, in Romans chapter 7 and verse 12, where Paul was describing the Old Testament, he said the law was holy and just and good. So that we would understand that we are certainly not to disparage against the Old Testament. Paul's point is it perfectly fulfilled the role that God gave it to accomplish, which was producing the Christ and eventually, of course, helping us, leading us into the faith that is now revealed. And so Paul mentions that it was good. There's even a sense in Romans 8 and verse 28 where Paul says that God works all things out for the good of those that love Him. Good. I don't know if you've thought about that word, but the word itself carries the sense of being benevolent. It's the word in the original language that means virtuous. It's the word that sometimes meant suitable for the occasion. It's the word that also meant benevolent. It's even the word that meant excellent. Now, with that in mind, considering how many usages of the word good there were, I want you to put that into practical terms and ask yourself this question. For example, when the word is meant to be used in the sense of beneficial, can you honestly say that the words that you are speaking, the actions that you are engaged in, are beneficial? If they're not beneficial, if you can honestly say, well, what I said on that occasion, what I did was not really beneficial, then it was not good. Or how about this? The word even carries the sense of being benevolent. Can I honestly say that the words I spoke, the actions that I engaged in, were benevolent? Did they accomplish some good toward my fellow man? If not, they were not good words. They were not good actions. It's used in the sense, as we mentioned, of being appropriate to the occasion. If I can honestly assess my speech and say, on this occasion, my speech was not appropriate to the situation, then it was not good. Was it sufficient for the action that I undertook? If it was not sufficient for the occasion, it was not a good action. What about virtuous? That word is a sense in which that word good is used. Maybe I could ask myself this question. Is what I'm watching on television virtuous? Is what I'm watching pure? If not, it's not good. And so when I think of that word good as it's used in the Bible, there are a lot of applications to it, and I must make sure that I'm doing the things and thinking the things and saying the things that are good. Philippians 4:8. I'm supposed to be thinking on those things. Good. That's been our word for the day. I want you to think about that carefully. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.